RCR with Paul Brennan.
Hi everybody, Paul Brennan, RCR, with just a few thoughts following the goings-on in Auckland over the weekend with the big gay out, the gay parade, and drag king story time. Now, I'm a live and let live kind of guy. I realise that human beings will do all sorts of things as long as it's legal, it's not coercive, it's consensual, you're an adult, all those things. Yeah, that's your business. As long as it doesn't impinge on me or anyone I love or know, or anyone for that matter negatively, beyond the normal bounds of human emotion, then okay, fair enough. Live and let live. It's not what I choose to do, but who am I to make the rules? But when it comes to exposing kids to highly sexualized culture, let's say, kids under 10, I'm not with that. And it's a dilemma, isn't it? Because it's a very clear moral issue. And what do you do when you feel that morals are being so badly transgressed that something has to be done? Attention has to be called to it. Now, I think we can all agree that our mainstream media is very positive towards this kind of culture. And I wonder where some of that funding comes from now, but that's for another chat. So many of the normies, and I call them normies, I think fair enough, will have no clue about the wider debate going on here. All they see is scary men doing a haka and nice little kids with rainbow flags and fairy tale graphics and the very obvious promotion of LGBTQ+, though many of the L and G's want a divorce from that because it's not helping them at all. They have the same moral problem that people like me do. So notable commentators have been all in on their thoughts on how Brian Tamaki's man up intervention went and what it meant. The Free Speech Union calling it the thugs veto. People associated with the Free Speech Union have been kind of repeating that. And I see where they're coming from there. The Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown is disgusted. Luxon says they went too far. Hipkins talks about real men. Yeah, okay. There's a Tui billboard right there. But, you know, if people don't listen, and this is what I've been saying on the air for about the last year now, if this isn't addressed or dealt with in a civilized way, you are going to force a situation where people feel that they have to take more, I won't say extreme measures, but more forceful measures to make it stop. Now, I don't think anyone can argue with the opposition to sexualizing children at an early age. I mean, that's a no-brainer slam dunk. You can never win an argument for that. It's completely inappropriate. So that's off the table as an argument. So if you're going to carry on doing stuff like that, and it's obviously wicked, and I think that's an appropriate word, what do you do? What do you do? Well, you probably do something like the man up people did, and they weren't all men. I saw videos and there were young women in there as well. And the haka, well, that's a very well used expression, so no surprise there. Funny though, it's inappropriate if you disagree, but I can see how that would work as well. So what do I think about the man up response to the drag king story time? The flaccid approach doesn't seem to ever work. The vanilla people really never seem to do anything. They just play Kate. Look at the images of the National Party people all in. You've got to remember how this looks right now. And if you're not attuned to that, then I don't think you're a very smart politician. Some things have to be forced. Let me put it that way. And if no one is stepping in, if councils are willing to put money into this and to provide facilities for this, when it's clearly inappropriate and immoral, and some would even say evil, because it goes to the heart of family destruction. And that's for another day as well.
Don't come into a public space that belongs to all people. And that's what we believe. Libraries, schools, community centres, hubs, CABs, doesn't matter what it is, that it's a public space that should be free for all people. There should be no priority to any one conversation, and we should have been able to go in there peacefully. But unfortunately, like I said, it was hostile inside there.
So do I have a problem with Brian Tumaki's man up trying to stop these story time events? No.